أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you are well aware that we were talking about the life hereafter in those characteristics, in some important incidents and events. In the previous lecture, we talked about the names and the important characteristics of the life hereafter in the light of the Quran. We say that there are various and several names and nicknames for the life hereafter. But the most important one, which has repeatedly been mentioned in the Holy Quran, that is Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Resurrection Day. But several other names are also there for the Doomsday. For example, Yawm al-Fasl, Yawm al-Jam', Yawm al-Khulud, Yawm al-Taghabun, Yawm al-Din, and so on and so forth. These names and these nicknames that have been mentioned about the life hereafter, all of them convey some important didactic or educational, we can say, objectives. In another word, the Holy Quran, in every now and then, warns us, reminds us of the characteristics of the life hereafter. That such a day is waiting for you. You have to be careful of your deeds. You have to be careful of your works and your thoughts in this world, so that in the life hereafter, all these actions, works, and words will be embodied. And you should not be frightened and afraid of the embodiment of your worldly actions. So all these warnings, all these names that have been designated to the life hereafter, all of them give us this warning that we have to be heedful of our deeds, our works, our words. This is a very brief revision of what we have said in the previous lecture. Today, God willing, by the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, we are going to touch some of those incidents and events which would occur in the life hereafter. The very verse of the Holy Quran that I have recited you at the outset of this topic, it was this: إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, there are several verses of the Holy Quran that talk about the incidents and events which occur at the life hereafter. So these events and these incidents that occur are either prior the emergence of the life hereafter, or that is after, or it is within the life hereafter. So in these three periods, some extraordinary events would occur. So we have to think that the world that is waiting for us, that is totally different with the world that we have been accustomed to, we have been habitualized to. So this verse of the Holy Quran says that the world would be shaken. It is final shake. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. The world and the earth would uncover or would bring out all what it had as a secret. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. أَثْقَال means the secrets, the burden. Whatever the world has kept as burden, as kept as secret, all of them would be disclosed, all of them would be uncovered at that day. For example, if the people have told lies, or if the people have had mischievous actions in this world, all of these would be unveiled. And due to this, most of the people get shamed of their records when that is given to their hands. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. All the human beings would exclaim, saying that, what is this that you have given to me? And they would say that nothing has remained unrecorded, nothing has been left untouched and unwritten. How important this book is that has collected all of our detail in this world. So the first important event prior the advent, prior the life hereafter, or prior the doomsday, that is the extraordinary events that this world would experience. For example, there would be an eclipse of lunar. There would the sun, the moon, all of them would be experiencing a very fatal destiny. They would be collapsed. They would not remain as they are right now. For example, in this verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَذَرَتْ. So all the mountains, the suns, the stars, the mountains, all these, we can say, phenomena that we see right now, all of them would experience some great and grave transformation and alteration or change. It would not stand as right now. This is an important natural phenomenon that would occur in the life hereafter. The second most important event or incident that would occur, that is the trumpet would be blown, or the blow of trumpet. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So when the trumpet is blown, as you know that twice it will be blown. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So when the trumpet is blown for the first time, all save whom Almighty Allah wills will be thrown, will die. They will not be able to resist Almighty Allah's will. So this verse of the Holy Quran explicitly talks about this blowing of the trumpet. This is another important event and incident that would occur. But one important thing that should be mentioned here is that how long would be the distance between the first and the second, we can say, blow of the trumpet? Indeed, no one knows that. That is of those exclusive knowledge that Almighty Allah owns and possesses. Almighty Allah knows well that how long the distance would be between the first and the second blow of the trumpet. No one knows save Almighty Allah. The third important incident and event that would occur in the resurrection day, that is the manifestation of Almighty Allah's power, Almighty Allah's authority, Almighty Allah's will and pleasure. The third important feature that we would be witnessing in the life hereafter, that is the manifestation of Almighty Allah's power. Even those who defied in this world, even those who defied Almighty Allah's words and commandments in this world, at that day they will be feeling wholeheartedly Almighty Allah's power, Almighty Allah's, we can say, will. Al-mulku yawma'idhin lillah yahkumu baynahum. So this verse of the Holy Quran says that on that day, everyone would feel and would find Almighty Allah's power overwhelming. The verse of the Holy Quran says, Al-mulku yawma'idhin lillah yahkumu baynahum. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. It means that today the power, the jurisdiction, whatever you call that, should be expressive of power, that is of Almighty Allah, that is of your Lord. And those of you who have done their best in this world, they would be welcomed, they would be received warmly with the paradise, and they will have a very happy life in the doomsday. Contrary to those disbelievers, to those who had remained obdurate in this world, their words, their works will be unworthy there, because they have not believed Almighty Allah's words. Yes, for those of people who have not heard about Islam, about the teachings of Islam, and for those who have not given this probability that their religion has expired, indeed Almighty Allah would treat them otherwise. But for those who have learned, for those who have been willing, intentionally, they have defied Almighty Allah's words and they stood against the final words of Almighty Allah, I mean Islam, indeed, their destiny and fate is somehow painful. That is something pitiful. Everyone would say that how pitiful and how dreadful, we can say, fate is waiting for you. So it matters most that a person should be resisting Almighty Allah's words willingly, knowingly, intentionally, or unknowingly or unintentionally. So the third important and the third important salient feature of the life hereafter becomes this, that Almighty Allah's power manifests there. Though in this world, sometimes we may not be able to feel that because of the customs Almighty Allah has. For example, sometimes the disbelievers dare say that where is Almighty Allah? I do not believe Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah says, yes, indeed, in this world, my custom, my tradition is not this, that I have to ruin or I have to eradicate every disbeliever. No, the tradition of mine is that to give you respite, to give you time, to give you chance, that once again you might be, yes, coming to me. But when the time is over, when the respite, when the deadline is over, then indeed nothing and no one will be returning. So due to this, Almighty Allah says, in this world you might not be able to feel my power as you will be able to feel in the life hereafter. Because in the life hereafter, these traditions that were prevailing over in this world, they are not dominant in the life hereafter. The traditions, the sunan, they will change. The sunan of this world are other than the life hereafter. So in the life hereafter, Almighty Allah sees no tradition to resist the manifestation of Almighty Allah's limitless power. And due to this, everyone finds and feels Almighty Allah's power. The fourth important feature that will be prevailing over there in the life hereafter, that is this, that there will be no ties between the human beings. Almighty Allah says in this verse of the Holy Quran that, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. It means that when the trumpet is blown, then there will be no ties amongst the human beings. فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Do not feel calm. Do not feel that in the life hereafter, my parents, my relatives, my cousins, my aunts, and my brothers and sisters will be coming and will be helping me. No. All these ties will be removed. All these ties will be not working in the life hereafter. Almighty Allah says this explicitly. فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ. On that day, there will be no ties between the human beings. Yes, in this world, the people were managing and having the management of their affairs by these two approaches. Either their relatives were contributing, their relatives were assisting and helping them. So due to some familial relationship, they could solve their problem in this world. Or because of some laws, regulations, and disciplines. But none of them exists in the life hereafter. Neither those rules and regulations which were working in this world, they are working, nor that of the familial relationship. Almighty Allah says, فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. Moreover, the parents, the relatives, the brothers and sisters, the aunts, none of them will be asking each other. Why? Because of the dreadfulness, because of the, we can say, fear they have in that day. The fear is that much that they will not be asking about the destiny and fate of their brother and sister. Their relatives, they are not caring. They are not caring much that what will be your destiny and fate. They will not be asking why, because they are obsessed. They are extremely concerned of their own condition. That what will be my own condition? So uncertainty prevails over there. He is not aware that what a very pleasant or unpleasant, desirable or undesirable aftermath is awaiting for him. No one knows about his destiny. So due to this, no one asks others, can I help you? Cannot be working there, because they do not ask. وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. They do not ask each other about their fate, about their destiny, about the problems, about the challenges they have faced with. So it matters most that these verses of the Holy Quran should give us this teaching. Whom we are working for? Whom we are going to violate Almighty Allah's rules for? Is it our brother for whom we violate Almighty Allah's codes, Almighty Allah's laws and regulations? Is it our relatives? Is it this temporal and transitory worldly life that we are violating Almighty Allah's words for? So at that day, what will be our response? What will be our indeed reaction towards those fatal destiny that, God forbid, some of us might face with? We should not violate Almighty Allah's words, Almighty Allah's guidelines, for the sake of even our parents. Because at that day, there will be no ties amongst us. There will be no relationship between us. Everyone will be held accountable and responsible of his own deeds. Even Almighty Allah says, if you say that, I have done all these bad actions, I have done all these worst actions to save my parents or to respect or to venerate my parents, my relatives, my family members, none of these excuses will be valid and will be worthy in front of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah says, none of them is acceptable. You yourself is responsible. You yourself are responsible. And now, be held accountable. All these verses of the Holy Quran give us this warning that, oh dear, you have to be careful of your action. For you will be held accountable of all your actions in the doomsday, in the resurrection day. Once again, you will be resurrected. It is absurd to say that I am living in this world and no resurrection is there. No, resurrection is there. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, one of the best, one of the most important feature that everyone will be witnessing in the life hereafter, that is the two different conditions of the believers and disbelievers, the people of paradise and the people of hell, those who will be the permanent residents of the hell. They have a very good dialogue there. So the people who reside in the paradise, they call upon those who are thrown in the hell. They say that what Almighty Allah has promised us, we right now find them exactly true. Could you find what the Satan has promised you? This verse of the Holy Quran says, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ أَنْ قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقًّا فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقًّا قَالُوا نَعَمْ فَأَذَّنَا مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ اللَّعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. This verse of the Holy Quran depicts and picturizes the dialogue that would run between the people of paradise and those who will be thrown in the hell. They say that whatever our Lord has promised us right now, we find it true. Now we are enjoying. Now we are in the paradise. We find what we wish. And now the dreams have come true. Everything has realized. Is it true in respect with you? Is it true in respect with the lords of yours and the lords of yours that have promised you? You have different lords, not only Almighty Allah. You have different lords. Or have their promises come true right now? The disbelievers say that yes. This yes means this yes is very much painful. Yes, we have also found what is going on. Then Almighty Allah says, فَأَذَّنَا مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ. A mu'azzin, the person who calls. فَأَذَّنَا مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ. He is given this allowance to say that اللَّعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. Almighty Allah's curse be upon those oppressors. It means you are those who were disbelievers, you are oppressors, and Almighty Allah's curse be on you. But the condition that is there prevailing over the people of paradise, that is indeed entrusting. They are in a very peaceful atmosphere and ambience. They are living peacefully. So may Almighty Allah resurrect us amongst those who are given the paradise, amongst those who are given the eternal happy life. So, dear listeners and respectable audience, we should always have this message in front of Almighty Allah, that He may bless us constant guidance and He may keep us in the straight path for always. And finally, He may resurrect us with his noble Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him and his household. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. God bless you.